The Tech of Sports with Dr. David Geyer. This week on The Tech of Sports, great to talk with Dr. David Geyer, returning guest. Just want to let you know that Modern Life mobile apps are a great way to receive your content on smart devices, apps for both iOS and Android. Don't forget TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. There's many ways to get all your favorite Modern Life Network shows all preloaded. And The Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlife.network. Great to have Dr. David Geyer join us this week. He's got a new book out. It's appropriately called That's Gotta Hurt. He has board certifications for orthopedic and orthopedic sports medicine. He serves on numerous boards. He was the sports medicine and academic chair at the Medical Center in Charleston, South Carolina. He now serves as the medical director of sports medicine at East Cooper Regional Medical Center outside of Charleston. His new book, we're going to talk about that. He also has a lot of experience with tennis injuries and sports injuries of that nature. So great to talk to him. And here we go. The Tech of Sports this week with Dr. David Geyer. And Dr. David Geyer joins me on the Tech of Sports today. And David, thanks for, I know you're busy. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you reached out to me, but always good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's always great catching up with you, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, we go way back when the tennis tournament in Charleston was called the Family Circle Cup. And were you still involved with the tournament this year?
I haven't done it in a few years now. I still keep in touch with the organizers of that tournament, but I'm in a different hospital now, and
right.
We're working on some different things. So I follow it as a fan now.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it, and you did a great job there for years at the tournament. And you've actually moved on to some bigger and better things, and excited to, I haven't got it yet, but excited to receive the book and talk a little bit about the That's Gotta Hurt, your new book, and how that came to be.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it. Like you say, it's called That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Changed Sports Forever. I've been a sports fan my entire life. I remember watching college basketball as a young kid, and so I've followed it as a fan. And so as I've, you know, watched injuries occur, I was just watching it as a fan. But then, you know, from being active, playing sports as a kid and exercising, you know, I would suffer aches and pains. So now as I transition into my job as an orthopedic surgeon, I'm treating these injuries, and I've watched this evolution of how injuries and how we've treated them as orthopedic surgeons, developing new surgeries and new treatments, and what the sports have done because of these injuries have had just an unbelievable effect on the sports and on the athletes, not just at the pro level, but down all the way to the youth sports level, the same sports our kids are playing, and what we're doing as adults as weekend warriors. And I think it has a really important message for all of us that want to stay healthy and perform our best.
Yeah, That's Gotta Hurt. It's available on Amazon, I'm sure other places as well, and a very, very good price point. This is not only an informational read, this is educational for parents and maybe their kids both, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think there is the one level of learning about these injuries to people like Michael Jordan and Tommy John and Joan Benoit and Bernard King, Sam Bowie, Hank Gathers, things that we remember as sports fans. But each of those injuries poses questions and shows things that you might not expect. Take Tommy John, for instance. You know, that surgery, he was the first to ever have that surgery. It was basically experimental. Dr. Job was trying that surgery to see if it would work and save his career. Now a quarter of all Major League Baseball pitchers have had Tommy John surgery. So we've saved thousands of athletes' careers. But it's also led to an explosion of youth pitching injuries and kids who think that they can throw as hard as they want and as often as they want for as long as they want, and they're going to be fine. They can just have the surgery. And parents and coaches believe that. So we've seen an explosion of these injuries at a youth level. And that's largely entirely preventable. So every chapter has a perspective of what should we do about this injury so that we can all stay healthy down the road.
Who's to blame, David, for all these the injuries? I know baseball gets talked about a lot. Do we blame the coaches? Do we blame the parents? AAU basketball for boys and girls. A lot of these kids are being overused. Who do we blame for all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fair answer would really be all of the above. I don't think there's one single group you can point to. Is it the parents? You know, absolutely. Is it the coaches? Yes, absolutely. Is it the athletes? I mean, they play a role too. Even the doctors, we all have a role in this. And we, you know, some of it's education, some of it's, you know, removing some of the incentives for kids to abuse their bodies. You know, some of it's, you know, on the pro teams to put, you know, procedures in place to sort of discourage it. And there's a lot of different things, and I talk about all the different things we could do, you know, at the, you know, with football and some of the brain issues, and then we just talked about youth pitching. I mean, there's sort of an entire sports complex mentality that we've got to change different aspects of it, because at the end of the day, we've got to keep kids healthy. If they drop out of sports, you know, that's really bad for their future lives. So we want them playing sports. We've just got to keep them healthy enough to do it.
Yeah, we want everybody to stay healthy. That's kids and adults as well. And once again, the book is That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. And I love the fact you've picked some iconic athletes to serve as examples in the book, and available on Amazon, other places. So definitely recommend that to everyone. And you touched on it, David, concussion issue, brain issues in all sports, not just football and soccer. Cheerleading is the highest per capita concussion sport. Have we started to move the meter a little bit and put things in place to look at this problem?
I think we have. I think the media awareness, the media attention, which gets a lot of criticism for being overly sensationalized, I think the media has done a lot of good raising awareness of this. As doctors, we're looking for it more. I think coaches are more aware of it, and you know, encouraging kids to get it checked out. And we're working to convince athletes to speak up and say they've had concussions. We've had some issues there from the pros on down at guys hiding symptoms of concussions, like Tom Brady and Calvin Johnson supposedly have admitted in the last couple of weeks. But having said that, I think the concern, especially for football and soccer to a lesser extent, are the repetitive blows to the head, the heading in soccer, the collisions in football that don't cause concussions but cause, you know, microscopic brain injuries that accumulate over time. That's where I think the brain experts I talked to for this book are really concerned about the CTE, the long-term brain damage. It's not the outright concussions. It's those microscopic brain changes over a long period of time that may be the culprit. And so we're going to really have to come to grips to, you know, do we eliminate heading in soccer? Do we eliminate tackle football for kids, say, under high school age? Things like that, if we want to really, you know, really lower the risk of brain issues when you're 50 and 60 years old.
Yeah, as we're wrapping up here a little bit, two more things. Heat-related injuries. Maybe, I don't know if you focus on this in the book at all, but, you know, we heard stories of kids overheating on the football field and heat strokes in tennis. Are we coming to grips better with making sure we're looking at this?
I think we're getting better, no question. I think that there's been a lot of important work done by the Corey Stringer Institute. I write about Corey Stringer, the offensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings that died of exertional heat stroke in training camp, the only NFL player that's ever died from that. We see that, unfortunately, you know, a fair amount at the high school level, to a lesser extent college, every July and August in summer practices in football. But the Corey Stringer Institute, the National Athletic Trainers Association, have put guidelines in place in a lot of states where they do basically acclimatization, where they get kids ready for the heat over a period of about 2 weeks, where you start by only practicing a few hours a day, no pads, no helmet, and you gradually increase exposure to heat, longer practices, two-a-days. You add in the equipment over time, and you get the player adjusted. And I think that's had a dramatic effect in keeping kids safe from heat stroke.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. We're making some strides there. You're an orthopedist. You're seeing injuries happen all the time. One thing I've noticed, recovery times seem to be getting less and less. They're coming back quicker, even kids and teenagers, David. Is that a good thing, or is that because we have the technology and we've learned from things, people are able to come back quicker and stronger than ever before?
I generally think it's a good thing. I think you have to be careful all the time about making sure athletes from the pros down to the youth kids don't come back before they're ready and suffer a second injury, maybe even a worse injury. But I think no question the advances with the athletic trainers and the physical therapists, not just the surgeons, but what we're doing on the rehab side is so different, say, than in the Bernard King days. If you read the chapter I wrote about him and what his rehab's like compared to what an 18-year-old kid that has an ACL surgery now goes through, it's night and day different. And I think we're going to keep getting better, and that's good for all of us. Anybody that plays sports or likes to exercise can benefit from these advances.
Yeah, you've been doing great work for a lot of people for a lot of years, David. This book's gonna reach even more people. Appreciate you coming on this week.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Rick, and I look forward to catching up with you at a tennis event sometime soon.
Let's hope so. Thanks very much. Thanks to Dr. David Guyer for joining us this week on The Tech of Sports, a great guest and another fantastic interview. And get his book on Amazon. That's Gotta Hurt, Dr. David Guyer. If you're doing any shopping, maybe for Dr. Guyer's book on Amazon, use the affiliate link here at the network. It's modernlife.network/Amazon for any and all of your needs. Great way to help out the network and do some shopping on Amazon, where just about everything under the sun is available. So check out also Modern Life Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you. Go to modernlife.network. Great to have Dr. David Guyer on this week. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.